WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The world lost one of the grandest gospel singers of all time when Marion Williams died earlier this year on July 2nd. Milo Miles has a review of a new CD retrospective called My Soul Looks Back, assembled by Williams' most passionate producer and advocate, Anthony Heilbutt.
I can't help it since the day I found my Savior. No, I just can't help it.
Marion Williams had a voice that was so gregarious, insistent, mercurial, sensual, and wise that it seemed like a person all by itself. The cliché is that a singer makes you feel that he or she is singing to you alone. But listening to Williams went way beyond the sense of performer and audience. You were in a presence with that voice and swept up in it. The last notes of her songs were like waking from rapture. This is a performance dedicated to Dr. Martin Luther King a few days after he was assassinated.
I imagine that Dr. King thought in his mind, as he was standing there over that balcony, he said, "Apple River!
Ageless Numbers by Williams can be found in the Columbia anthologies The Gospel Sound and Precious Lord. But the glory of the collection My Soul Looks Back is that it covers both 30 years of Williams' career and the widest range of styles and moods on any of her albums. She could be playful and sarcastic as well as exultant and profoundly reverent. But devotion to Marion Williams is surely best rewarded when she becomes the triumphant supplicant. No gospel interpreter sounds more sadly battered by earthly ordeals, yet none casts them aside with such assurance. When Williams' voice breaks free in the midst of Poor Pilgrim of Sorrow, it is a victory for the spirit of anyone who hears. As long as that song lasts, heaven will be your home, too.
Oh,
performances selected for My Soul Looks Back are very basic in structure. Piano, organ, and drums is about as elaborate as the accompaniment gets. This isn't really the only way to appreciate Marion Williams, but it does zero in on that voice. Of course, Williams still influences almost everyone whose singing comes from black gospel. Her vocals remain the definition of passion and song. She never sang secular tunes, never dithered about it. She was under-recorded for long stretches, but was well-documented in her later years. In her case, faith came through. But it doesn't matter what you believe when you approach her. You will believe in Marion Williams.
Milo Miles is a music critic based in Boston who writes for the New York Times and the Village Voice. He reviewed Marion Williams' My Soul Looks Back. And with the music of Marion Williams, we conclude our series on religion and faith.